Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wednesday, the 16th of December, and the time has come to open the envelope. Back in, well, actually, I see the date here because Control Room Joe wrote it on the envelope, sealed 10-5-2020. That's when I made my prediction for the election, and Control Room Joe has been guarding the sealed envelope. Joe, you haven't peeked. Nobody has touched this. Is that correct?
Well, one person did. They may or may not be around anymore.
Yeah. No. Control Room Joe is like Tom Cruise around this envelope. And Andy Mazur's in for Dave Ennett. So, honest Andy,
yes.
You will vouch for what's going on here. This is the sealed envelope.
Sealed envelope.
What's the date on that?
10-5-2020.
Right. And then Control Room Joe wrote, Nostrababus, election results do not open until after the election.
Are you
going to stop taking pictures of me that close?
Are you going to read these?
We got the press in here. What?
Well, it's a big deal. We had to release a press release, and we have pool coverage this morning for all the local stations.
Wow.
But are you going to read this in quatrain form?
Huh?
Sort of like Nostradamus would do?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
But, Andy, you'll vouch that I'm not making up what's in the note that's sealed in here.
Okay, sounds good. We have some reporters who are going to ask you questions afterwards as well.
Okay,
so.
All right. This has been kept hermetically sealed in a number two mayonnaise jar on Funk and Wagnall's porch since the beginning of October. All right, I will not. Do you want to get your photo now as I'm doing this? How about if I look at you while I'm taking the picture? Oh, it's a video we're doing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right, well, before I do it, we should have some sort of special production, shouldn't we? Here it comes. We think. Wow, this is dramatic.
You are live on the network now. We've joined all of our local stations.
Wow, got a lot to live up to now. All right, here we go.
He is opening the envelope.
Mm-hmm. And here is the only reason I'm reading this. And not somebody else's, because only I can read my own handwriting. Oh, actually, I printed it. See? I wrote it in big letters here. Okay. It says, Biden wins in a landslide. Well, President Trump 4 years ago said it was a landslide, and we had the same electoral vote totals this time around, right? Okay. So, landslide?
Landslide.
Correct. And then I predicted what the commentators were going to say. I wrote here, analysts say they saw it coming, but because of 2016, they were hesitant to predict it. Well, that's not quite accurate. Unlike 2016, people polled were not hiding their support for Trump. COVID was so much more of a factor than anything else. Republicans in Senate races were badly hurt by Trump. Oh, well. Black vote was huge and bigger for Biden than it was for Hillary. I think I'm almost 100% wrong. Steve, what?
Yeah, I think you had one of those right. COVID was a big deal. It was a big part of it, but I don't know if the others were going to miss there.
Well, so much for buying lottery tickets and going to the racetrack, I guess. But, yeah, I didn't quite live up to the name that you gave me. Nostrababus. And that concludes the opening of the envelope. I think it's gone from the lead story on the news to the kicker, maybe. And the headline is, Bob is an idiot.
And depending on who you ask, I mean, the race isn't over yet, so these results could change, right?
Before, not again. Yeah. I think it's finally over, isn't it?
I don't know. Depends on which network you're watching.
Okay, so maybe some of my predictions will still come true. Is that what you're
saying? Possibly, yes.